welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with jazz saxophonist Roxy Kos on the 2022 release of hers called Disparate Parts. This new Outside in Music release ushers in a new chapter in her life as a mother and surviving a pandemic. Her band is always evolving, and it has familiar personnel on this brand new context. She is on tenor and soprano saxophone. Alex Wentz is on guitar. Miki Yamanaka is on piano and keyboards. Rick Rosato is on bass. And Jimmy McBride is on the drum kit. She opens up about this album and so much more. Enjoy.
Hey, thanks for taking a minute out for Neon Jazz today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So the circumstances by which we speak are drastically different on planet Earth this time around. So,
yes.
Man. So with that in mind, I am curious, before we get to the new album, how have you been doing over this largely two-year shutdown of live music and just living through this life of COVID?
Well, it's been challenging, but it's brought on some big changes for me that I think are positive. My husband and I decided to buy a house and move out of the city proper. So we're out in New Jersey now, and we had a baby. So everything has changed, and I'm definitely navigating those changes as a mom and a mom musician. And, you know, in terms of performances, it's been just rough in terms of cancellations, but also just as you hope that things are getting back to normal, you know, the different waves of COVID have hit particularly hard in terms of planning, because it's just so hard to know what things are going to look like in months ahead. And that's how I normally work, with scheduling gigs and tours and whatnot. So it's been a big challenge, but I am happy with my life choices and my changes. And I think it's brought a different perspective that is healthy and positive, and I'm happy and grateful for that.
Well, congratulations. And I think that's the thing that is probably the most interesting, is that, you know, stepping into that parental role, how has that changed you as an artist, the way you write and approach music, and just yourself as an artist, how has it changed you?
You know, the biggest thing I've noticed so far is just the change in perspective, offering a more centered idea about how to prioritize, because I think a lot of being a freelance jazz musician is figuring out how to prioritize. You have so many options and so many paths available that you can choose. And, you know, how do I focus my time? How do I spend my time? Right now, I feel like I'm still in the weeds. You know, she's 7.5 months old, not sleeping through the night, not napping. And so I'm really still just, you know, getting through day by day. But I think what's emerging is sort of this, it's a forced sense of perspective of, oh, that makes it so much more clear what is important and what isn't important. And really reinforcing a value that I've held close for many years, but I wasn't as forced to deal with it before, which is making decisions from a place of what do I want to do instead of what do I feel like I should do. And with music, I think that sets you up for the greatest success in terms of creating, but also, you know, creating to your highest potential and becoming your best sense of self. So I'm hoping at some point, once I start to sleep a little bit more, that I'll be able to really apply this new sense of importance and making choices that are really in line with where I want to build my career and my life.
So Disparate Parts is the brand new album, and I would imagine releasing this right now would give you kind of a new lease visa on things, because there is hopefully a good chance that we're moving past this pandemic and you can perform and do some live promotions for this. So how does it feel overall?
I am just super excited. I mean, I'm amazed that it came together in a pandemic and partially during pregnancy and partially during new motherhood. I'm really proud of the music, and I'm excited for people to hear it. And I feel like it's really a kind of a full circle experience, you know, with the band and getting to this place where they're contributing to the compositions. I'm really excited for people to hear the record, but also, like you said, for people to hear the band. We haven't played live in like over 2 years. We have a couple live performances coming up, one in New York City and one in Arizona. And I hope that kind of jump starts the momentum back into getting out there. You know, people are starting to call again, which is so encouraging. Yeah, I want to be touring. I want to be playing, because those few chances I've had so far to reconnect with audiences in a live setting, it just reminds me why I do this. It's such a different thing than, you know, all these live streams are great, but the energy that you get in person is so important to the music. So I couldn't be happier with where we're at right now and the chance to release this music at this time when things are becoming more safe.
So what are you ultimately hoping the listener gets that either buys or downloads this new album?
I think that I want them to listen to this openly, because I hope that people hear, you know, I really wanted to take the music a little bit further in different directions than I've been in the past. I feel like I laid it out there a little bit more viscerally and a little bit more explicitly in terms of raw emotions and trying to paint the picture of these different parts of ourselves, our disparate parts that I hope that the audience can connect with those sort of pictures that I'm painting of emotional vignettes, so to speak. And I think some audiences might be surprised and some might be like, oh yeah, this is totally Roxy. I don't know how people will take it, but I hope people are open to kind of a new experience, because I think this pandemic absolutely changed all of us, and we'll see what people think of the music and how it's changed from my perspective.
You know, the thing that we've been away from has been live music for a long time. And I'm curious, you know, as we get back and hopefully get back more into earnest as, you know, the spring and summer opens up, what's your hope for both musician and the audience that we get from the power of live music? What we realized about what we've missed and how good it's going to be to get back to it?
Well, like I was mentioning, I think just the energy. I know when I perform for a live audience, that informs what I'm playing. You know, the energy that I'm getting from the audience, it goes back into the music. So I'm hoping, and I think, you know, my theory is that the music will grow in a different way. I think having it be isolated forced it to grow in a certain way that it wouldn't have otherwise, which is kind of cool in a way, but maybe painful, but cool. But now that we go back, I think there will be a huge sense of a relief from everybody. I think as an audience member, hearing live music for me has been so much more rewarding. I don't take it for granted, and that energy that you get as an audience member, but also as a performer, it really actually changes the way that you play. It changes the way that you can hear the music if you do start to compose. You know, after performing live again, it's like, oh, I can actually imagine what this will feel like differently than when I'm just sort of in a bubble for months on end.
Tell me a little bit, just for the sake of business part of all of this, tell everybody where they can get the album, the best place to pick it up, where it can be streamed, and maybe some upcoming shows and events that you're going to be a part of.
So Disparate Parts, the album, can be purchased, an autographed copy, directly from my website, roxycoss.com. You can get a physical copy from, you know, my Bandcamp or Outside in Music, their Bandcamp page. You can get digital copies from all of the above. You can stream it from all major platforms, so Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal. Pretty much anywhere that you like to listen to music, you can find it. And, of course, you know, direct purchases support the artist, me, the most, but anywhere you can listen is great, and I hope you do get a chance to listen. The band will be performing March 25th at the Django in New York City, which is Friday, the release date, and then April 2nd in Phoenix area, Chandler, specifically the Chandler Jazz Festival, at 7:40 p.m. So after that, you know, we don't have a ton on the books because of, you know, where we were in the pandemic and where I was with having a baby. I think we're hoping to do some streaming events in the coming months, just to kind of be more in touch with the audience in lack of more touring at the very beginning. And then hopefully by the fall, we'll be back to having more local gigs in different areas of the country. So look out for it.
Right on. Roxy, it's great to catch up with you. Thank you for talking about the new project and this crazy world we're in, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Los Angeles, New York, Kansas City, and spots all over the globe, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Roxy for her time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.